Hey there, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Small Move, Big Change by Caroline L. Arnold. Sophie, I have to ask, have you ever made a New Year's resolution that just completely fell apart?
Oh, absolutely. Every single year. And this book explains exactly why that happens, because we aim too big, too fast. Arnold's whole point is that the way we usually approach change is backwards.
Yeah, she says we're obsessed with grand transformations, losing 50 pounds, writing a novel, and building a company. And we think these require massive willpower and extraordinary discipline.
Right.
But here's the thing, willpower is a finite resource. It depletes throughout the day. So by evening, after all those decisions, your grand resolution crumbles.
So what's her alternative? Because she's not saying don't change. She's saying change differently.
Exactly. She calls them micro-resolutions. These are tiny, almost laughably small adjustments to your daily routine. Like, put on your running shoes and stand outside for 2 minutes. That's it.
2 minutes? That sounds too easy to matter.
That's exactly the point. It's so small that your brain doesn't resist it. There's no threat, no anxiety. And once you're outside, you might walk to the corner, then maybe jog a little. The resistance never shows up.
So it's like a gateway habit. It lowers the barrier to starting.
Exactly.
And that's the core mechanism. Arnold gives tons of examples. One woman wanted to drink more water, so her micro-resolution was one glass first thing in the morning before coffee. One glass.
Right. And over time, that became a habit that led to better hydration all day. It's not about the glass of water. It's about building momentum and identity.
That identity shift is huge. When you succeed at a tiny resolution day after day, you start seeing yourself as someone who keeps promises to themselves. That's far more powerful than any external reward.
But it has to be specific, right? She warns against vague goals like eat healthier. That's doomed.
Yes.
A micro-resolution must be so specific there's no room for interpretation. Instead of eat healthier, it's eat one piece of fruit with breakfast. Instead of be more organized, it's spend 2 minutes clearing my desk each evening.
And it should be positive, not negative. You're adding something, not taking something away.
That's right. The brain responds better to additions. Instead of stop eating junk food, resolve to eat one healthy snack each day. Positive framing makes it feel like a gift, not deprivation.
I love that. And she addresses the objection that it's too small to matter. She compares it to compound interest. Tiny improvements add up disproportionately over time.
Exactly. 1 minute of meditation a day might seem trivial, but over a year, that's 6 hours of practice. And the cumulative effect on your mental habits is huge.
So the framework is pick one area, define one tiny positive action, commit to it for 30 days, and never increase the minimum. Consistency over intensity.
Yes. And if you feel like doing more, great, but never raise your minimum commitment. It should stay small enough that you can do it even on your worst day.
That's such a relief. I've always thought change had to be this heroic struggle.
Right.
And she warns against perfectionism. The pride that says, that's too small for me. That pride is the enemy of progress. One push-up a day is infinitely better than waiting to do 50.
She also talks about never missing twice. If you slip one day, just get back on track the next day without guilt. The habit isn't broken by a single lapse. It's broken by giving up.
That's so important. All or nothing thinking is what kills resolutions. Arnold says, never miss twice. That's such a simple, forgiving rule.
You know, this book made me realize I've been doing change all wrong. I always try to overhaul everything at once.
Same here. And the science backs it up. Habits are encoded as neural pathways that strengthen with repetition. Consistency matters more than intensity.
So what's the one thing you're taking away from this? For me, it's that I don't need to be a different person to change. I just need to start with one tiny move.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, The whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
And there's always more to discover. Sophie, any final thought?
Just That Change is available to anyone, starting right now, with a single small move. That's the whole message. We'll see you in the next one.